Thank you for all being with us today. We are honored that you're here to celebrate our father's life and support our family. But in all I've done is try to repeat a lot of what Larry said. He did a beautiful job of covering our family and dad's life. Besides an impressive 38-year career in the mechanical engineering program, Dad had many interests. Dad loved architecture and design, and he designed and selected a contractor to build the house on Lakeshore Drive that he lived in for 46 years. He enjoyed and appreciated interesting design and construction, and he loved having the view of Lake Washington and Mount Rainier from his home. Dad enjoyed the arts, and he loved going to art museums, theater, and musical performances. While he preferred music and Ligera, Dad was personal. I remember being surprised when he told me he had seen Michael Jackson in concert in Hawaii. Dad enjoyed different cultures, customs, and festivals, and he would often attend the various cultural events and street fairs around Seattle. He enjoyed making his way down to Bumbershoot and see fair events. Dad also enjoyed painting his familiarity, and he was good at it. Dad had a great appreciation of nature. He enjoyed the beauty of the Great Northwest, enjoyed boating and fishing, and told the stories of catching fish with his friends in Puget Sound, and even went fishing with Mom in their early years. Dad owned several boats, which he named after Mom's nickname, Bubbles. Dad loved the hydroplane. Seafaring was his favorite time of year, and he always found a way to get a good view of the hydroplane race and the air show. Whether it was a friend like the Muscatel that lived close by, or finding a race sponsor that he got to know, Dad always found a way to get close to the action. He enjoyed growing fruit and vegetables and planted many apple, plum, and fig trees around the property of his house, and he took great pride in his vegetable garden, kitty corner to the house. Most days when I visited him, we'd go down and check out the garden and see if anything was right in there. Dad loved adventure and travel, and in his early years, he traveled to Turkey and France, where he enjoyed the beauty and history of those two magnificent countries and the opportunity to visit with relatives that lived there. In 1962, we moved to New Orleans, where Dad worked on the NASA program building the Saturn booster rocket used for space exploration. It's also where Eric was born. Our biggest family adventure was our trip to Israel, as Larry mentioned. And while it was originally intended to be a 3-year aliyah, it became a 7-month stay, with Mom deciding it was time to go home, and Dad reluctantly agreeing. During that trip, we went to Eilat, snorkeled the Red Sea, visited Jerusalem, saw the Western Wall, and the old marketplace, and went to Haifa and visited and filled with friends and family. Tel Aviv, we went to the football games, and visited many places throughout Israel. But we were happy to be back home. It was a great and memorable experience for us all. Mom and Dad left Hawaii and became an annual trip every December when we're ready. We would stay at Delhi and stay in Hawaiian Village, the Waikiki Beach. We got to go know many people that would be there every year. And as you heard, Mom and Dad's later years, they would spend several months in Hawaii where Dad would venture all over the island, swim the full lagoon next to Ilokai, and eventually, when he could not access the beach, swam at the Haleakala Pool, which is a military hotel. They had a lift, and Dad befriended the lifeguard, Tony, would get him in and out of the pool. Dad also ended up, as you heard, working with engineering students at the University of Hawaii, where he helped them design various equipment, devices, and help support the facilities. Dad loved his family, including relatives in the United States, France, Turkey, and Israel, and he stayed in touch with all of them. Most of all, Dad was a family man, and nothing was more important to him than our family. Mom and Dad, everything revolved around the family, and all trips were taken together to places we would all enjoy. Mom and Dad were so proud of us and our accomplishments, and always made sure we had everything we needed and were having fun. Sports was a big part of our lives, which, whether we played sports or watched sports, we went to many Sonic games, when they were the first professional team in town, and then the Seahawks and Mariners. We always had TV on, watching any sort of sporting event. And Mom and Dad made sure to be involved and attend our little league games. Dad loved having fun, so while he could not participate in most sports, he wanted to make sure we did. In the winter, when we sledded and learned how to ski, I remember Dad, one year we had a big snow, attached a rope to the back of his car, and towed us up any street so we could ski down. We lived in a great family neighborhood, and Mom cinnamon and engineer, figuring out a better way to do things. And being an engineer born in 1929, the beginning of the Great Depression, Dad kept most everything. He saw use in everything and did not want to let anything go. He wanted to fix things and make them useful again, and had many ongoing projects. Most of all, what you see in his house was the many pictures of his family, Dad's greatest pride and joy, Larry, Eric, and I over the decades, and our families, and his caregiver, and honorary four sons, Sunia, Theosa. Dad felt a great responsibility and concern for his family, and despite his physical limitations, always made sure our family was taken care of, including his older sister, Betty, who had only lived with him in recent years. Dad exemplified strength of human will, resilience, and perseverance. People often told me they would see him in his scooter all over town. His dad was never afraid to go anywhere at any time. No matter the weather, he would drive his scooter in his house to the synagogue and back. I remember driving my car and watching him maneuver the scooter up Stewart Park and across Wilson Street in the darkness and blowing wind and rain. Dad was determined to be at synagogue. Nothing was going to stop him. In Israel, our first apartment was on the fourth floor, and Dad had to walk up several flights of stairs using the wall to brace him at every step. When we later moved to the second floor, I don't recall Dad ever complaining about the Israel climb. Dad never let the physical disability stop him from doing what he wanted to do, and taught us by example to be determined, have courage, and not give up. Dad was a battler, and through the past few years, there were several emergency trips to UW Medical, but he nursed him back to health. Dad continued to fight through many close calls. I want to thank Sparta Picker Holm and Rabbi Benza King. Sparta Picker Holm has been part of my dad's life, a big part of my dad's life over the years, and he enjoyed so many Shabbat services, holidays, study groups, celebrations, and events. And as Larry mentioned, Sparta Picker Holm is where Larry, Eric, and I were bar mitzvahed, and Rabbi Lyman officiated over the Mount Zion. The congregation has been the steady and solid faith that gave Dad a sense of belonging and a stable base where he enjoyed praying, learning, and enjoying our Jewish faith, customs, and traditions. He felt welcome and a part of the community and made many good friends over the years, especially the years following our month of passing. Enormous thank you to the UW Medical, in particular the Cardiology Department, Dr. Douglas Stewart, and the dedicated hardworking nurses at the UW Medical. They were able to extend Dad's life through surgeries, correct problems with his heart and arteries, and nursing back to health on numerous occasions, and took incredible care and concern every time Dad was admitted. When Mom passed away, Sunia Leota took the job of caring for Dad. Sunia has a heart of gold, and as we found out through the answer to our mom's prayer, that Dad would be taken care of after she passed. Sunia and his wife and two children live with Dad. Sunia took care of Dad for the past 14 years. Sunia has shown incredible patience, care, and care for her father. And while it was not always easy, and Sunia had to call Larry often to resolve issues with Dad, they always seemed to work things out. While Dad did not want to bother us, as we were busy with our family, Sunia made sure that Dad was taken care of. Sunia also traveled with Dad and was able to go with him on a trip to Europe, which they both enjoyed. I want to also thank Denise Russo and San Luis and their family for their constant love, concern, and support of Dad over the years. The Stern and Seidel families, for all your love and support, and many wonderful Passover Seders, Rosh Hashanah, Yields, and family friends. My family, Debbie, Jake, and Elizabeth, thank you for your love and support, and for your love of possibly. Thanks to Shelley and Gloria, Steph, Josh, Danielle, Ethan, and Cece, the wonderful family dinners, holidays, birthdays, family celebrations, all the love you gave to Papu made his life full and special. And most of all, I'm blessed with my two amazing brothers, Larry and Eric. Your dedication,